In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Holy 50 days, and as I mentioned last time, that the theme of the readings of the Sundays of the Holy 50, the Lord is defining himself to us, those people who are to believe in his resurrection. They have to understand whom exactly they believed in. So last week, he told us about himself being the bread of life. And today, he is telling us in his discussion with the Samaritan woman that I am the spring of water, that whoever drinks from will never be thirst. And today, the meeting between the Lord and the Samaritan woman is an example of serving those who have no one to remember them. Who is this Samaritan woman? Let us imagine, like God in his incarnation on earth, he has an agenda for his meetings for the 3 years that he started working at. And then in this agenda, he writes that on this particular day, I will be meeting with a woman from Samaria. This woman should be a very important person, so God can allocate for her all of this time. If he worked only for 3 years on earth and he dedicate almost a day for this woman, then she should be a very important person. But actually, look at her. She is a woman, and at that time, women were categorized as second-class creatures. After men, then comes women. And then she is from Samaria. She is not even a Jew. And number three, she is a sinner, meaning she is darkness. And he is not light only. He is the son of light. Son here, we call it son of righteousness, son S-U-N. And then this woman, who is a stranger from him and a sinner, then the Lord said, this woman is worthy of my time. The first step in serving those people whom no one remembers is that we should value them. This woman has no value in the community that she is living in. Even the Bible did not mention her name. She was a nameless person. She is nobody. But in the eye of the Lord, she was worthy his time. Then, how much, Lord, you are going to give her time? Okay, I will be working for 6 hours, and I will be waiting for her. The Lord did not go to the well, and he found the woman there. No, he waited there until she came, as if she is the most important person, and he is the one who is seeking to talk to her. What else, Lord, you are showing to us and teaching us in the way you serve those whom no one remembers? She is worthy of my time and worthy of my effort. To go and pass by Samaria, the Lord has to walk for 6 hours. And then on average, a person can walk like around maybe around 20 miles a day. Then he maybe walks something like 6 miles or something like this. Walking all of this distance to meet this woman who is identified by the community as nobody. He found her worthy of his time, his effort, and his blood. This is the way we should be looking to our brethren who went astray. This is how we should regard those people that no one remembers, who are despised by everyone, who thinks of themselves that they are nothing. Those people are of great value in God's eyes. If he found this woman worthy of all of this, then we should be looking to those people in the same way. Those people might be living close to us. Maybe we know them as neighbors or as maybe fellow believers in the church, but they went their own way. Maybe those people who are lost, whom no one remembers, they live in the same house with us. If I cannot value those people as worthy of my time, my effort, and my sacrifice, I will never be able to reach out to them. How many people do we know like this Samaritan woman? Then, discussing and addressing the issue of the need of those people. The people are not only in need to eat and drink and have a shelter. Yes, this basic need. But this woman was in need of something more. The first need for her was to feel worthy. I have a value. And this is exactly what the Lord did to her. He went all the way to meet with her as if she is a very important person. He did not come to her to give her money. She might be a poor person. He did not come to her to say, if you have a shelter, good enough or not. The first thing she needs is to feel worthy. I have a value. And who regarded me? The Son of God who came and took flesh in order to give all of us value. This is the first need that all of those people who go astray needs. They need to feel they are important. They are worthy. The only way we can make them to feel so is really when we stretch out to them our hands and we offer them love. The second thing this woman was in need of was respect. Nobody respected this woman. She's an adulterous woman and she lives with the people, five husbands so far. And she came to the well in the noontime so no one can see her. Nobody deals with her with respect. But the Lord addressed her in a very respectable way. Even he expressed that he is in need for her to do him a service. Give me to drink. And then when she said, she admitted, I have no husband. He said to her, you said the truth. He even praised her for saying the truth. He did not criticize her and saying to her, then you are an adulterous woman, you are a sinner. But he praised her honesty in saying that I have no husband. He addressed her with respect. Do we speak with those people or we address them with a language of respect? Sometimes our own children living with us in the same house, we talk to them in a way which is very unchristian. We address them by giving them names which is unfitting to be said in a Christian house to Christian people. If we do not deal with them with respect, what do you think the way they will think of themselves? Our children think of themselves the way we tell them to do. If I tell or I say to my son, you are a foolish person, what do you think he will think of himself? He will, of course, believe me. I am his dad. And when I say that you are a foolish person, then that's it. The Lord here is giving us a lesson on how we address those people who have no self-esteem by addressing them in a language of respect. The Lord also knew that the need of this woman, beside being feeling worthy and respect, is to be loved and to be kind to her. For this man, a Jewish person, he is, of course, we know whom he is. And coming to this woman and speaking with her in this kindness, offering her love without waiting for anything from her, just being compassionate, just pity her situation, spending some time with her, talking and addressing the subject about whom we should worship. Who would share any discussion with a woman like this? Ignorant person, and she's not educated, and after all, she is a sinner. But the Lord found she is worthy to spend time talking with her and discussing with her. And she was telling him that whom that she understands she should be worshiping, as if she was trying to correct his information. He allowed her all of this with love and kindness, spending time, and we will reach an agreement. After all, what I'm trying to do is to tell you, make you feel that you are important, I really care about you. It doesn't matter what the discussion will be about. What matters is that really I care about you and I care about your salvation. Those people also, they are in need to feel worthy, to be respected, to be loved, and also to know the way. Maybe they are lost. Maybe they try to find their ways back. Don't feel like those people deserve what they are in. They choose to go like this. Maybe they don't know the way. Maybe they try to find somebody who can take their hands and bring them back to the bosom of their Heavenly Father. Maybe you are this person who is going to do this for this person who is lost. The need of those people is not food and shelter and clothes. Their need is to feel loved, to give them light how they come should come back, and that give them hope that whenever they will come back, they will be welcomed from God. Today, the lesson that the Lord is giving to all of us, there are many people around us, many, many people that might be so close to us even, who are like this woman, has no one to remember. The only way to serve those people is to consider them worthy of our time, our effort, and our sacrifice, and to know their need, which is basically to feel worthy, their worthiness, to be respected, to be loved, and to let them know about the way to come back. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.